Could switching direct oral anticoagulants after breakthrough stroke be unnecessary? Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New findings published in JAMA Network Open may challenge a common practice in secondary stroke prevention for patients with atrial fibrillation. In a multi-center international cohort study of more than 1,000 patients who experienced ischemic stroke despite ongoing direct oral anticoagulant therapy, switching to a different anticoagulant provided no meaningful short-term benefit compared with continuing the same direct oral anticoagulant. At 90 days, rates of recurrent ischemic stroke and clinically significant bleeding were similar between patients who switched therapy and those who remained on their original anticoagulant. Switching anticoagulants after breakthrough stroke is common in clinical practice, despite limited evidence supporting the strategy. These findings suggest that simply changing anticoagulants may not improve outcomes, and the clinicians should instead consider evaluating for other contributors, such as adherence, underdosing, and alternative stroke mechanisms. If confirmed in future randomized trials, the study could reshape post-stroke anticoagulation management in atrial fibrillation. In our next story, new data published in the New England Journal of Medicine has established a new first-line targeted therapy option for HER2 mutant non-small cell lung cancer. In the BEAMIAN Lung 1 trial, first-line zongertinib achieved a 76% objective response rate in previously untreated patients with advanced HER2 mutant non-small cell lung cancer. Median progression-free survival reached 14.4 months, with responses proving durable and treatment-related adverse events predominantly low-grade. HER2-mutant non-small cell lung cancer has historically lacked effective first-line treatment options, leaving clinicians to rely largely on chemotherapy and immunotherapy approaches. Importantly, zongertinib also demonstrated encouraging intracranial activity in patients with active brain metastases. These findings suggest that HER2 mutant lung cancer may soon join the growing list of biomarker-driven non-small cell lung cancer subsets with dedicated first-line targeted treatment strategies. And finally, long-term follow-up data published in the New England Journal of Medicine are further challenging the role of partial meniscectomy for degenerative meniscal tears. In the 10-year follow-up of the placebo-controlled Fidelity trial, arthroscopic partial meniscectomy failed to improve symptoms or function compared with sham surgery. Patients who underwent meniscectomy also demonstrated greater progression of osteoarthritis, more persistent symptoms, and a higher likelihood of requiring subsequent knee surgery. Partial meniscectomy remains one of the most commonly performed orthopedic procedures worldwide, despite mounting evidence questioning its benefit in degenerative knee disease. These results suggest the growing argument that degenerative meniscal tears may often represent manifestations of underlying osteoarthritis rather than isolated surgical pathology. The findings reinforce the importance of conservative management and careful patient selection before considering surgical intervention. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review in your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.